USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The border crisis continues with a new record on Wednesday. 834 migrant children without a parent or guardian were apprehended at the southern border in one day, the highest daily number in history. AFL-CIO President Richard Trumka, who led the largest federation of unions in the country for over a decade, died unexpectedly at 72 on Thursday. Democrat Senator Chuck Schumer on the floor.
He had in his veins, in every atom of his body, the heart, the thoughts, the needs of the working people of America.
Two women, Olivia Winslow and Cameron Amy, who were caught on camera attacking Trump supporters in Delaware last August, pleaded guilty to misdemeanor charges of theft, child endangerment, and hate crimes. In the video, the two women were seen destroying Trump signs and stealing a Make America Great Again hat from a small boy. They will be sentenced in September. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while still eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy and boost your immune system. You'll look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I've only been on the program for a few short months, and I've already lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I've gained 10 pounds of muscle. But don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button. Watch the masterclass at energizedhealth.com. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40% off! Go now to energizedhealth.com, 888-444-8895, or energizedhealth.com.
Former President Trump held back no punches as he called out disgraced New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo at a New York State Republican Party fundraiser Thursday night. The governor is facing impeachment threats after a state investigative report exposed the three-term governor a sexual harasser. Brad Bernards from the West Texas USA Radio News Bureau has more.
The chairman of the New York State Committee conducting an impeachment inquiry into sexual harassment allegations against Governor Andrew Cuomo said Thursday the panel's probe is almost finished. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says Cuomo needs to go.
I absolutely believe he must resign for the good of New York State and our people. If he doesn't, the clamor, which is universal at this point, Democrats and Republicans saying he's got to go, is going to win the day.
The U.S. Senate, unable to finalize a $1 trillion infrastructure bill on Thursday, will try again on Saturday. Included in the massive bill is a mileage tax that could soon be imposed on every driver in America. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The CDC eviction moratorium was declared unconstitutional by the Supreme Court of the United States. The reason the highest court didn't remove the policy is because it was expiring at the end of July. Now that the CDC has extended the moratorium, constitutional scholars like Jonathan Turley on Fox News says the Biden administration is trampling the Constitution of the United States.
This is really breathtaking in its mendacity. I mean, it's like being caught stealing a BMW and then claiming the right to steal a Lexus. I mean, the problem is not the make of the car, it's the act. And so what they're saying is, well, we'll just issue a new order. That wasn't specifically the order the Supreme Court was talking about just a few weeks ago. The court made perfectly clear that this is unconstitutional. The only reason that they didn't strike down the order is because it was expiring. Now, Tribe and I are not particularly fond of each other, but it often seems like when the Democrats want to lead foot the law, the light is always green at the corner of Tribe and Constitution Avenue. I mean, you can have disagreements as we have in the past. We can even have positions that have evolved. But this is really beyond the pale. I mean, there is no constitutional authority. And then the president came out and said the quiet part out loud and said, well, most of the experts I've talked to said that this is unconstitutional.
Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.